Tim.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. Carl's going to join me here in a minute. He's busy with a very important project right now. But we're welcoming you here this morning. Glad to see you up and about. Lovely morning here in downtown Reading. I didn't look at the degrees, but it's about 45 degrees, I think. We're looking at a high today of 53, and a low of 37, mostly cloudy all day long. On Friday, mostly Sunday, a high of 64, and Friday night, a low of 38. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 65. Saturday night, a low of 39. And on Sunday, a high of 70 and a low of 42. Washington's birthday coming up, high of 68 and a low of 68. On Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 42. Chance of showers by next Tuesday. We're looking forward to that. We need some more weather, some more rain, some more moisture. Snowpack's looking really good up on the mountains. Gosh, it's double what it was last year, according to the records. Excuse me, but we could certainly use some more. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So Thursday morning, gosh, lots going on out there today. It looks like we're going to open line for the first part of the show. Don't see any guests in the studio, and as I indicate, Carl will be with me in just a few minutes. One thing that came to my attention last night, I was going to talk about this morning. There's a new congressman down, I believe he's in Hollister, and his first piece of legislation that he has offered, and I found this absolutely appalling, is a bill. It's Assembly Bill 742, and it is a bill that would end the use of police canine units, also known as police units involving trained police dogs. I can't imagine a worse bill. I don't understand the benefits of the canine program in our police departments are huge. They solve and de-escalate so many problems that could end a lot worse with somebody getting shot. The mere presence of the dog in a lot of issue times just simply tends to de-escalate the problem. I just can't get over where this guy thinks he's coming. It's authored by Assemblyman Corey Jackson. It would specifically end the use of canine units for arrest, apprehension, and crowd control. As the bill has yet to be fully submitted, it's unknown if any exceptions there are, such as if a canine is an emergency call or if there's a shortage of regular units. But the shortage of regular units is kind of widespread throughout the state. Certainly in rural areas, we don't have enough deputies out in the unincorporated area to have two and three deputies on a call. Or even in the cities, a lot of times you do have one or maybe two people. But the dog adds. I don't know what, Liam, I can't imagine. Well, did you see any benefits to this?
No, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was just, this was brought to my attention last night. We're in a conversation I was having with Doug LaMalfa's office, and I just want to let people know. I mean, this is a good time.
We have legislators passing laws, and these leaders don't even live in the real world. They don't understand. They just don't have perspective.
I don't know. This he claims. I read a little bit about it last night, and in his introduction of the bill, he claims that the canine units are targeted towards minority populations, et cetera. What can I say? I don't know what those numbers are, but the reality is, if you're pulled over by a police officer, if you just pull over, do as you're told, don't run, didn't commit the crime in the first place, probably okay. The only time you're going to be attacked by a canine is if you're not, if you're trying to escape, you're attacking the officers, you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. So I don't know. Anyway, if you care about this, this is huge with me. I've worked so hard with the different programs, as all of us have in the North State, to be sure that the Anderson Police Department, the Reading Police Department, the Sheriff's Department have their canines and are well trained. And this is a big deal up here. Certainly in the city of Anderson, we have wonderful programs to raise money for the canine program. So if you care about that, you might want to give a call to Corey Jackson in the Capitol. His phone number, get a pencil, is 916-319-2061, and you want to stop Assembly Bill 742, cold in its tracks. Just incredible. I don't know where the heck he thinks he's going with that. But I love the canine program. It's one of my favorite things. I think we have 3 canines in the city of Anderson now. They have a wonderful program down there, where they have these wonderful stuffed animals that you can buy to support it. And I have the little canines scattered all over my house. They're my protection, but they're fun, and it's a good fundraiser. So if you care about the canine program, want to be a part of it, and you live in the city of Anderson, you might want to stop by the police department and pick yourself up a set of the canine dolls, because it's a great fundraiser for the police protection. So gosh, we got a great weekend coming up. Sax Dance down in the city of Anderson. This is the 35th year of this. It's a coordination of the population of the community, the school system. The whole community gets together, and this is the 35-year recognition of this sax dance at the fairgrounds this weekend. So you all might want to come in and join us. It was interestingly enough, this started after we had a particularly egregious union difference between the school and the community and the union. There was a bargaining battle, and it got pretty bad, and you know, everybody was on taking sides on what they were going to do in the school district and the teachers union and all of that stuff. And at the end of all that, when they finally got everybody, the school board and everybody together, we all decided as a community to get together and make nice, and we had this wonderful dinner dance. We called it the solidarity between the community and the school and what have you, but I don't remember the acronyms actually. But it's called the SACS, S-A-C-S, and it's at the fairgrounds this weekend, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of reminiscing, pictures from over the 35 years. If you remember, Coach Bob Reed and his lovely wife, Pat, who is now deceased, were the ones that started this celebration. They were both involved at Anderson Union High School. Bob was a football coach and teacher, and Pat worked in the district. But anyway, it was a great party, and we're all looking forward in this weekend. So I don't know what else Carl's got on his mind this morning. I know there's a lot going on in the community. It looks like the Board of Supervisors is in the process of getting ready to start interviewing for a new county CEO, and hopefully we'll have someone hired by the end of March. It's kind of an interesting process, and they indicate they have, I've read in an article, they have about 40 applications. That's good. We'll see what we come up with. We're at our second interim now, interim CEO after the CEO left in, I'm thinking last June, as I recall. And so Pat Minturn, retired public works director, had been there until January, and now, forgotten her name. But she's from the CEO's office, and she's in the interim now. So what are you thinking about what's going on with the County Board of Supervisors? They seem to be settling into their, I haven't been to any of the board meetings, if any of you have. They are conducting business and moving on with life, so it'll be interesting to see if all of the dire circumstances that have been predicted as a result of the changes come to fruition, or if maybe they can actually accomplish something. I'm hopeful that that's true. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Don't miss the Lance Michael Cornwell Band at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, March 11th. Lance Michael Cornwell is a high-energy country band from Northern California that plays your favorite 90s country music with a modern rock twist. Bring your dancing shoes and join us in the Wind River Event Center for a night you won't forget. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN.
Must be 21 to attend this event.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
And good morning and welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You've got something on your mind you'd like to talk about this morning. We've got an open line this first hour. Give me a call at 605-4567. Tell us what you've got going on. You can stream the show on KCNR1460.com. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday morning, and Carl is wandering around the station someplace and will be joining me at some point. But if you've got something you'd like to talk about this morning, I'd welcome your call. We talked a little bit about a new bill that's been introduced by a brand new legislator. He's down in, it's Marina Valley. But his name is Assemblyman Corey Jackson. I'd like you to give him a call at 916 319-2061, and the message is Stop Assembly Bill 762. I got really fired up about this last night because it's one of my very favorite programs. I can't imagine why anyone would want to get rid of the canine program in our police departments. It's absolutely insane, and so if you want to get in on that, you can give him a call, and let's see if we can get that stopped.
Well, the sheriff is on. Thanks, by the way. I was here. I was just being interviewed by some magazine writer, Mad Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriff addressed it. I talked to another law enforcement, retired law enforcement. He goes, "It is a non-lethal weapon.
It's the best thing we got going."
And you know, they said things stop when they say, "I'm letting the dog out." Whoa.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about this a little bit.
Exactly.
And so,
they diffuse so many situations that could get so much worse by just their presence.
That's right. And then, do you want a policeman to go into a house, or do you want a police dog? You know, if somebody's in there hiding. When tasers work out to like 12 feet. And so what's that leave them? It leaves them a gun. The sheriff would put a dog in every car.
Oh, absolutely.
It's because they're out there by themselves all the
time. Well, that's exactly right. I was livid. I did not hear about this bill until yesterday.
I saw it the day before, and then the sheriff had seen it, and he goes, I mean, what's going to happen now? It's going to go through committee. And what if they kick this one out there, Trish? I mean, now in Oakland – I don't know if we just got in Oakland because of this no approaching prostitutes.
Yeah.
They've got them in front of this Catholic school on both sides of the street, and in the pimp's car. I hate to use that term, procure pimp, is blocking the driveway sometimes. And an Oakland city councilman says, "What are you thinking of? We've got scantily clad women and men and out there and on the sidewalk in front of the school." And he says the police aren't doing it, you know. And so the police then said they'd go down and roust him. But if you're going to do this, if you can't have a gun within 1,000 feet of the school, you shouldn't be able to have people, prostitutes walking the streets within 1,000 feet of the school.
But in my mind, I'm sorry.
No, the whole thing is ludicrous.
That you have to make a law that says prostitutes can't come within 1,000. What about common sense and decency? What about fact that it's a school and why would we encourage I don't know. You're right. I have a hard time getting my head around some of this.
And the other thing is, And the councilman said, "We've got 15-year-old girls out there." Well, they should not. That's what the police would do. They'd go up and they'd ask for ID, and they'd, you know, if they could, you know, they're got how much, how many in sex trafficking did they pull out? Maybe rescue. This law thing is ludicrous. No dogs, unless they're bomb sniffers, or drug dogs. But you can identify with the longer hair and the sunglasses. But this taking away, you know, they don't want lethal encounters. Neither do the police. Take away that dog. See what happens.
I have to admit, I keep saying that there's, gosh, you know, I've lived a long time and I've seen so much in this world, and I continue to believe that I probably was lucky. I think our generation was lucky to live in probably the best time in the United States. We've had it pretty good. We haven't been through, a major war here in the United States. We've had it pretty darn good. We've had a lot of good economy. It's been a good generation. And I try not to get too involved in the things that are happening now because it's so ludicrous. And I keep thinking, you know, I'm going to do what I can do at a local level. I'm not going to get really out there and get involved. And boy, then something like this happens. This canine bill comes on. Now, I was on the phone making phone calls and digging up information. It's absolutely insane. It's one of my very favorite programs.
Do you know where they're going next? Okay, totally switch this. L.A. is trying to ban rodeos, right?
Okay.
I mean, and they've got some power behind them there. So what happens if L.A. bans rodeos? So how many representatives come out of the L.A.? You know, there's like 42, you know, in the assembly, and God knows how many senators. What if they, at some point, want to outlaw rodeos in California?
Yeah.
I mean, this is
insane.
That one town wanted to, you can't use flank straps, can't use spurs or anything, and they're trying to pass this. And the pushback, and the whole thing was doing with rodeos, but that meant I can't put a double cinch on my horse. I can't wear spurs on when I'm riding my horse, neither little bitty spurs or big spurs. I mean, and it really got hammered by people that said, no, I mean, whatever you're trying to do, you're touching me, and I'm not who you're after.
Well, you know, because of my grandson, Gavin, who is a world champion cattle cutter, I have been very involved in watching a lot of the competition and listening. And there's a huge organization, the Cutting Association, that they spend millions of dollars every year on this whole situation with the people who are against riding a horse in any manner.
Right.
I mean, you need to turn them all loose and y'all not be riding them. That's the whole point.
People don't realize it, and I'm not sure why, except they don't know anything, but that spurs on a horse, the what they're used for is signaling. And signaling the horse to turn go and all that, but you don't poke them in their side and tear holes in them. You don't do that. But people have seen movies like that, and they're just they are indicators for the horse that helps get them into it too, and most of the time. You're not, you know, when you're riding correctly, your spurs aren't even touching that horse. So, and the cutting, you know, and all he's trying to do is stay in the center of that horse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the only way that they have the contact is with their legs. Once they're into their process, they can't use their hands are down. And they're not using the reins in any way, shape, or form.
They've dropped those reins.
Those reins, and they're down. And if you lift them, that's your point. So, that's all they got is their legs and their feet. And then
the statistics for rodeo animals is, I mean, the number of incidents are so small. I mean, nobody cares about the riders. And because the riders choose to do it.
Yeah.
But take a look at these animals. You don't see skinny animals.
No,
out
these
there.
Are all
you,
well are, babied, cared for.
And I'm not saying there's not incidents because there are. I'm sure there are. But anyway, trying to change people's. I mean, rodeo is a huge growing sport. It's going international.
That's the problem with the things we're dealing with today. So often, those of us who are just common sense thinking people, sometimes they bring up these things different, and I have a really difficult time getting my head around even a comment because it's so ludicrous. It's so beyond my realm of thinking that I can't even imagine why would they even begin to go in those directions? Get rid of canines, get rid of rodeos, get rid of have prostitutes parading in front of schools. What's the point?
Homeless that have changed the
unhoused.
The unhoused. You know, here in Redding, I'm really proud of Redding and Anderson and in this county. You know, we're building those one room sleeping quarters. And it's got a sink in there, and it's safe. It can be locked. It's in a compound. We're starting to address that. We're addressing that in Redding. Just like everybody else, we have our problems. But, you know, if we can get 10% off the street, that is such – and get them into a productive you know, get them back into society so they're productive and enroll the next groups through. I mean, it's the potential is there.
It is, but the answer is not to just continue to support their bad habits.
No, that's not
the answer. When you're standing, yeah. As I have to say, I'm on the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, and there's a guy in front of me giving money to a guy,
uh-huh.
and I wanna scream.
Oh,
you know, I want to run into the back of the car because that's not how we solve this problem. Because
no.
That guy that's down that corner yeah. is at the end of the day, he's made a bunch of money standing there,
probably,
and he's gonna go over and get in his car and drive away, and it's stupid. If you're doing that, stop it.
Give the money to the Good News Rescue
exactly.
Mission. Give it to
you want to give them something, give them a card.
Yeah,
tell them where the Good News Rescue Mission
yeah.
is.
Take them down there.
There you go.
7:30. Have you done that one?
No.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, one of Linda and Trisha's favorite places.
Absolutely. They have a wonderful, wonderful estate jewelry
section.
They have beautiful turquoise
Native American stuff.
They make rings for you. They'll clean your jewelry, fix your jewelry, watch repair. You're going to have
everything.
A watch repaired. That's where it's going to end up anyway.
Yeah.
It's a great,
replaced.
Locally owned business.
It is good. Rebecca and Henry, super people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, across from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade, so soon.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. The Nicaraguan Puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a new state with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And we did the, I'm sure we did the weather and
yes, all those.
Do we have a national day today, Leo?
We do. We have two.
Okay.
We have National Almond Day and National Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
Do a grouch a favor.
So, what can I get do for you, Trish?
Oh, I'm not a grouch. Oh, Carl, that's not
no,
nice.
No, you're not a grouch. You're my favorite Thursday girl.
There you go.
Hey, the reason I wasn't here right at the beginning was a gentleman from the Nation magazine is down here. Mm-hmm. And was interviewing me. Why, I'm not sure, but it's talking about the changing of politics, you know, in Shasta County. And I said, well, I just wouldn't look at Shasta County. There's a lot of places that people are wanting more of a say in their local politics.
And the reality is that the politics in Shasta County have not changed dramatically.
No, they haven't.
We've been a very conservative board, county for some time now. When I served on the Board of Supervisors for 16 years, I think there were, well, I know there was always a majority of Republicans, conservatives, as far back as I can remember.
Yeah.
A lot of your city councils. It hasn't changed,
but had there been, you know, people of more conservative bent, let's say, you know, a little bit more conservative?
I think it was brought to the forefront by
because of a lot of
the stuff that came up. Things that that had never happened to us before. Lockdowns, closing schools, demanding vaccinations, things that we as a free society had not been exposed to before. And I think across the United States there were reactions that said,
wait a minute. And
got people involved that had not been vocal before.
Maybe. And then I guess you could, you know, then you start looking at the schools. Because new things are, you know, being introduced in the schools that parents didn't know about. Kids being able to change their identity in school and the parents not even being told about it. And all of this came to light.
Because of the homeschooling and all of a sudden parents are becoming more aware of what's been going on in the schools for a really long time.
Which leads then to people running for school boards. Because how many years have I seen, we need somebody on the school board. Come on, can somebody volunteer?
One person runs and there is no election. These are not sought after seats as a general rule.
As a general
Water
rule.
Water districts.
That has somewhat changed as we know. But see here, what I saw, and this is his term, coarsening of politics, really started with the COVID thing, and people were they were losing their businesses, they were doing all these things that were happening, kids not going to school, the mask, don't mask, and people really felt like they had no control of their lives anymore. Here they've been working 30 years of their life, 20 years of their life to build their business, and now it was considered a non-essential business.
Well, you know, I'm going to say, Carla.
I think that really bothered me.
It certainly did me. And I will tell you another thing, that I think that it actually started maybe before that when Donald Trump was elected. Because we saw a turn in politics at that point, which the news didn't want to talk about, with the riots in the cities and the burning of buildings and the things that were going on that had not gone on in this United States, where you had mostly, how do they
not since the 60s, come on.
Okay,
the,
yeah,
60s
but,
and 70s.
Yeah, but mostly calm, what am I trying to say? The term that the media was using when they were burning buildings in Seattle and Portland.
Mainly peaceful.
Mainly peaceful. Yeah. Demonstrations. And you look
mainly
at this.
Mainly peaceful.
Mainly peaceful. That kind of got a lot of people who didn't generally speak about things kind of upset. Why aren't they doing anything about these people that are burning buildings? And they'd show hour after hour of people going through and grabbing things off the shelves and burning down buildings and breaking into them. And these people weren't going to prison and they weren't being...
Well,
and so I think that brought everybody
awareness. Not all
awareness.
Of them going to prison.
Yeah.
No,
we just started paying closer attention.
Well, that was one of the questions he asked me. I mean, the guy asked great questions. And so shout out to you, buddy. The fact is, was Trump the reason for all this happening? And I would say no, not at all.
No, absolutely.
And I don't think he's got a long tail here. I mean, I know people like Trump, and if they would vote for him again. And as you and I have discussed, I don't know if I would. I want to see the next generation of leadership coming in here. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. I just want to give you an update on the Gateway Unified School District. Last night, the meeting went well, and I just want to say that Lindsay Hayes, Vice President, she did a great job running that board meeting last night, and I just want to say thank you, Lindsay.
Anything decided?
No action was taken, but she did a great job, so thank you, Lindsay, and just, you know.
Well, they've been under fire, and I tell you what happens a lot of times is people that got elected, let's just say the Gateway, they want to make changes that are for the parents and all this. But if you haven't been taught the way of the bureaucracy, how it works, and that is exactly what happened with them. They made decisions that somebody should have briefed them somewhere. They said, these are things you can't do.
Well, and there certainly is a learning curve because there are laws that we all have to follow and open meeting laws, all those things, and you really need... I know it's very tempting to say, I'm going to run for election and I'm going to go in and I'm going to do this. A couple of things you have to learn right up front is, number one, you don't do anything by yourself. You better learn to count to three real quickly. And there are rules and regulations we have to follow.
Yeah.
We can't just go in and make changes.
And
so,
at the city council level and the board of supervisors, man, they're on them right away. When you get down to a school board, I mean –
There's not so much oversight and so much, education.
You just
so.
Want to accomplish something.
But all the people involved are good people that want to make a difference. They were elected because of the things they said they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so we need to pay attention to that.
Thanks, Dolores. And Stones, good morning. Hello, Stones.
Hey, sorry, there's a delay. There's always a delay on the cell phone. Hey.
Okay.
I know you're coming up on the break, but...
But you know what? We'll take as much time as it takes.
Oh, thank you. Hey, so the Gateway Board, they have received Brown Act training. Oh, a whole 2 hours of Brown Act training. I know the Brown Act intimately, probably better than most, and that is at least an 8-hour class, that at least. So 2 hours is not enough. They need more very quickly. I have a question for you and Trish. I'm not sure what dictionary you guys are looking up the word conservative, but when the city and the county for the last decade continually perpetuate government spending into failed programs and in many cases increases those same programs, I don't think that's conservative.
No. Okay.
This county's been run by rhinos for decades, and we're changing that, especially at the county level. So I wish people would really think about the definition of conservative and a Republican, because we have not had that leadership in this county for a decade.
Well, just let me...
I will tell you that when I first got elected to the Board of Supervisors, we cut that budget. That was right at ERAF. And we cut staffing. We diminished the size of the CAO's office. We took it from a CEO to a CAO, put it back in the hands of the Board of Supervisors. And that first budget that we cut a ton of stuff out of there. You can go back and check that. And
that's very good.
And for a period of 16 years, we kind of held the line on that. So you go back decades. I have to say that since I got off the Board of Supervisors, I have kind of looked at, I don't know where they're going with this, and the budget certainly has increased every year beyond control, so I don't disagree.
Thank you for correcting me on that. I obviously have not gone back in 30 years of agendas. That would be time consuming.
Well, there you go. So it hasn't been decades. When Maurice Johannesson and I were elected to that board and formed a new majority, we cut the heck out of it.
But I think,
I'm sorry, Carl.
No, I was just going to say, and then I'm going to give you last words there, or last thoughts. If you look at just the voting rolls, and I realize in Republicans, rhinos, whatever, that Republicans have been in the majority here for decades. At one point, it was Democrat here.
It was, yeah.
And then it switched over to Republicans over the years, just like the state of California went from Republicans to strong Democrat.
The city of Redding has an equity officer, for God's sake. So tell me, is that conservative or
not?
Then, this budget cycle coming up for the county, Trish, speaking of budget cutting, I think it's going to be a very interesting budget cycle coming up. And one last thing, because I see it's commercial time, a bill just introduced today or yesterday, I forget the number, I just saw it, the State Board of Education is going to take away the authority of schools to remove curriculum and library materials. 11 unelected bureaucrats, if this bill passes, and it will, 11 unelected bureaucrats are going to control what schools can remove from their schools regarding curriculum and library materials. So thanks for the time, Carl.
Thank you very much.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, it doesn't surprise me, but I'll tell you, and that's as a result of what's happening with, after the pandemic, people getting involved, paying attention to what's happening in the schools, all these people running for school boards across the United States, and now big government is going to step in and say, whoa, wait a minute.
We got to
stop that.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash, where I'm heading with my truck today after pulling a trailer with a horse in it for off and on the month. One more time. Oh, Dina the Wonder Horse gets one more trip to the vet. The Quick and Clean Car Wash. Just drive in, sit in your car. It comes out just beautiful. Real friendly person on the end with a clean towel wipes off your vehicle. Price is good. They're located right at Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. I may just do that. And Liam, so you can wash your car.
I got my car back yesterday.
Yeah. Good, buddy. Quick and Clean Car Wash. Good people. We'll be right back.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including 2 crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout, or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. 7:52 in the morning here on the 16th of February, 2023. Does my does that say 30?
It was cold this morning.
It was cold. I said 40 something when I was doing the news because I didn't kind of got thrown into that in a hurry and
it's
I didn't.
30. It's 32 right now.
33.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was cold.
Yeah.
I got to use my grandpa's car for a week because my car was in the shop.
What's it like to have
you know what?
Heat?
It had a heater. It had a sunroof. I was like, man, I don't know if I want my car back. I get my car back. Wow, I forgot how cold the mornings could be. But,
yeah,
you know,
it's cold. I had that.
You need to get one of those little heaters that plug into your lighter, and it just
it keeps my my windshield from freezing over while I'm driving.
Wow,
this is my son Liam here. Anyway, hey. They've got. If you heard about the panel that's going to interview the
Board of Supervisors,
Shasta County
CAO,
Okay, so
it's kind of interesting. I noticed that they each picked a department head, and then they each picked a member of the public.
Yeah. So let me see who they are here. After I'm saying all that, I'm just trying to find it.
Well, I was looking yesterday. I know that they picked the Public Works Director, the County Treasurer. The sheriff.
Okay. Jones picked Schreiber, who is chief information officer, and mm-hmm. Mark Kent. Mary Rickard, Sheriff Johnson, and former Hill Country Health and Wellness Center CEO, Lindora. She just retired. Tim Garman, chief probation officer, Tracy Neal. That was interesting. And John Wilson, former local president of the Plumbers and Pipefitters Union. And you see Kevin Cry, it'd be Lori Scott, and
Connie Treasure,
and Susan Taylor. Chris Kellstrom had Al Cathy, who is a public works director, and Ben Swim as a financial advisor with Edward Jones and Anderson, a member of the Anderson Rotary. Okay. Well, good.
Well, a good cross-section. I think that's good. Of course, then you also recognize that these people are going to do some screening, but it is the Board of Supervisors, the five members of the Board of Supervisors, who eventually will choose the county CEO. They have three people that they actually hire, or I'm going to say that's how it used to be. I'm not sure that's all it is now, but it's the Agricultural Commissioner, the County Council, and the CEO, CAO, whichever it is. And those are the three people that the Board of Supervisors actually hire, yeah, evaluate, and can fire. Yeah.
The Zog fire trial started. Four counts of manslaughter against PG&E, who pled not guilty to manslaughter. And, you know, when I talked to the DA, Stephanie, on the show, I said, You're holding a corporation, I mean, guilty. I mean, the corporation could be found guilty of manslaughter. Yet nobody in the corporation is going to lose a job, probably. They're not going to be fined. No, you can't
criminal charge. You can't put the corporation in jail.
You can't put a corporation in jail, and even the CEO that was there when the Zog fire happened, he's gone. And he may, you know, maybe two since him.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to hold the CEO they have now responsible. But somebody, I mean, it was their fault. They admitted it was their fault. It's a faceless entity, like, you know, and so you just have to, you know, have them take responsibility. Yes, it was our fault for these
people. Well,
they
have done that.
And, I'm sorry?
They have done that.
That's what I thought. So.
And I'm not sure where you go. Because in truth and in fact, what happens is they end up just raising the rates as we continue to find them for the same thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not sure where you're going with
this. The CEO is not taking a hit.
Nobody's taking a hit.
The board is not taking a hit.
The ratepayers are taking the hit.
Absolutely.
Here's my problem.
Okay.
Our power grid system and, like, those kinds of systems should not be privately owned. They should be government run entirely. Because the problem that happens is when you have, like, multiple private – and we see this – we really got to see this with Texas, right? When you have corporations in, like, a capitalist – system, right, fighting together, they cut corners and they're incentivized to just barely make it work. And so we're having fires and breakdowns in our power grid because there isn't enough government oversight and it's not consistent. And corners are getting cut because people want to make money. And so I'm not for, like, government everywhere, but I do think that with our power grid, the fact that, like, it's all just these separate – it doesn't work.
The problem with that, Liam, just to go the other side of it, mm-hmm. there's not an entity that the government operates that they're able to operate at in a cost-effective, efficient manner. Look at the U.S. Post Office.
Yeah.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, the cost of postage is exorbitant. The service is – ridiculous. I mailed a check to Gaspé, Quebec. It took over a month for them to get it. When you mail something across the United States, mail something to my sister in Florida, it might take 10 days to 2 weeks.
It does?
Yeah. Well, if I mail something in Anderson, it goes to Sacramento
yeah.
and then comes back to Redding.
That's true.
It's not efficient. Nothing they do. What was it they – I like that there's a – I probably shouldn't even – they when they took over the establishment in Nevada – that used to be a house of ill repute, and they went bankrupt
the
on that.
The Mustang Ranch.
They went bankrupt. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the government is...
You can't make a brothel work that's been established for God knows how long because the government's running it. Well, you have your OSHA rules.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. So I have a hard time thinking that the government does anything better, although I do concur with you. I think what has happened is we allowed these companies to become monopolies.
I think that's a big thing. Okay, we're going to take a break from the news. It's open line, so, if something's tearing you up, hop in.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Roughly 2 weeks after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed in East Palestine, Ohio, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency is due to tour the area today. The EPA chief can expect an earful from local residents. One of them, Kathy Dyke, says answers have been slow in coming.
I honestly feel that the police department, the fire department, all the first responders, they don't have the answers to give because I don't think they know. They're not getting the straight answers either.
East Palestine Mayor Trent Conaway says a railroad has been less than forthcoming. Didn't even send a representative to a town hall meeting last night.
Everybody's concerned. I'm concerned. But, it's not North of 7 here. It's the EPA, the people that have been working with us, trying to get our citizens back into their own state.
The investigation of the deadly mass shooting on the Michigan State University campus continues. And the MSU Deputy Police Chief Chris Rosman says that the gunman was armed with 2 9-millimeter handguns along with additional ammunition.
A note was found on the shooter, and the location that the shooter was located was roughly 3.8 miles northwest of campus,
where the gunman took his own life after being cornered by police. Two people in custody following a deadly shooting at a shopping mall in El Paso, Texas. One person killed, several others wounded. It is the latest reading on inflation at the wholesale level. The closely watched producer price index jumped 0.7% from December to January. Year over year, prices soared 6% from January of last year to last month. The sell-off rolls on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down 229 points. The NASDAQ is off 64. The S&P 500 index down 24 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way to protect your retirement. I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
The leader of Belarus tells the BBC that he's willing to allow Russia to use his country to launch fresh attacks on Ukraine.
1 year ago, Belarus became a staging ground for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. I asked Alexander Lukashenko, was he prepared to let Moscow use his country again as a launchpad for any future Russian offensive on northern Ukraine? Mr. Lukashenko said he was. He was even prepared to wage war alongside the Russians, but only, he said, if Belarus was attacked first. Mr. Lukashenko accused the West of fueling the war in Ukraine. He called for peace talks and invited President Biden to join him in Minsk for negotiations with Vladimir Putin, an invitation the U.S. president will likely decline.
The BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Moscow. The number of fatalities in the earthquake that devastated parts of southern Turkey, northern Syria, continues to rise, now close to 40,000. News and analysis, townhall.com. The Congressional Budget Office out with a forecast. It's an economic forecast. It sees stagnation ahead.
The CBO's 10-year budget and economic outlook outlines stark expectations for the decade ahead, and it starts this year. The combination of high interest rates and still high, if easing, inflation will continue to affect U.S. households and businesses. And it projects the unemployment rate, which fell to 3.4% in January, will jump back up to 5.1%. Those expectations are paired with a 10-year projection that publicly held U.S. debt will nearly double by 2033 to $46.4 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Having announced her bid for the Republican presidential nomination this week, Nikki Haley now says that any politician who is over the age of 75 ought to be required to undergo a mental competency test. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Tris Clark and Carl Bott. Thursday, today, the 16th of February, 2023, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Liam's at the helm.
Dun, 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 dun.
And Trish is here with the weather.
With the weather, and it's about 37 degrees in downtown Reading as we speak. Hasn't warmed up a lot. The high today will be 53, a low this evening of 37. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 64. Friday night, clear and a low of 38. On Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 65 and a low of 39. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 70. And Sunday night, a low of 42. And on Monday, Washington's birthday, a high of 68 and a low of 42. Chance of showers by next Tuesday. And chance of showers through Tuesday and Wednesday. And let's hope we actually get some rain.
Yeah.
That would be great. As I indicated earlier, the snowpack is looking really
good. It's 142%.
Of
the average.
Yeah, it's just incredible. So we really need that. We don't want it to warm up too soon. We want to keep that.
And maybe we'll have the Sykes Reservoir finished by the time it melts.
Who knows? In your dreams. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Chuck and I are buds. And the last couple of times I've tried to get him, he's got family coming. You know, he was going to do it, but then his daughter's sink blew up. And, I got to get back with him. He's a great guy. Hey, usually I feel like I can get on a rank bronc. I can carry, hay bales around and all those things, right? I felt aged yesterday. Raquel Welch passed.
Mm.
82.
Yeah.
Now, man, Raquel Welch,
that surprised
me
when 82.
And she's a health person.
Yeah.
I mean, a yogi. She does all this health stuff. And, instead of a brief illness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my true story of Raquel Welch. Right? Of course, I met Linda at the Golden Boots Award down in Beverly Hills. Well, the producer of all this, or the director of all this, was a guy named Patrick Burke. Curtis, Patrick Curtis. And, you know, I was invited to there, and I ended up doing the Pledge of Allegiance. You know, met all these great people, you know, Clint Eastwood, Morgan Freeman, Burt Reynolds, and Margaret. So Patrick was a former Marine. He was a pilot. And that was kind of, you know, and so nothing extraordinary about this guy. He's like 5'8", you know, nothing extraordinary about this guy. So we were coming through where he lives in Utah, and he invited us for breakfast. My buddy and I were riding our Harleys. We go to breakfast, and he says, and we're talking, and at they had just put a star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, Hollywood Walk of Fame for this director. And he said, you know, Jack Elam was there, and Ernest Borgnine, and all this. And they were laughing and talking, and he said, yeah, they, you know, because of the movie Hannah Calder. And the story behind that is a woman whose husband's killed by Borgnine and Strother Martin and this other guy. And then she goes after him in revenge. But they also assaulted her. So they're saying, can you imagine, we got paid top dollar for sexually abusing her, Raquel Welch. And he's telling this story, and we're laughing. He says, yeah, but imagine how I felt. I paid them the money, you know, to do that to my wife in the movie. And I, you know, and he's, you know, we continue talking for a couple. And I looked at him. I said, you were married to Raquel Welch? He goes, oh, yeah, 5 years. And I went, okay, and we're talking. And I said, you were married to Raquel Welch? And he says, yeah. And he goes on. And I almost asked him a third time, but that would have been really rude. Because I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, he was married to Raquel Welch, Patrick Curtis, for 5 years. And then he was engaged to Linda Evans, you know, from, you know, yeah, beautiful woman and all that. He was engaged to her.
And you're going, what the heck?
And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, now, here's a guy, he is a movie producer, but he's not like in the, you know, Spielberg or any of those. But it was such a surprise.
He's not even 5'8". He's not even as tall as either one of those women.
I'd say 5'8". Yeah, around that. And but obviously, there was something, you know, about him.
That you weren't seeing.
That, well, it wasn't that I wasn't seeing it. It was just, you were married to Raquel Welch. I mean, the sex symbol when I was growing up, yes, and yes, of that. So there's my Raquel Welch story. I knew somebody was married to her.
I don't know why I was surprised that she was that old. I always thought of her as younger somehow. I don't know why. I didn't realize she was older than I was.
Oh, yeah. And, but, you know, the last photos I saw, I thought that she was, you know, I know that she's really big into yoga and those kind, yeah, of things. But, yeah, that was a surprise. That you're going, whoa.
Yeah.
Raquel Welch.
Yeah.
She's ageless, you would think. But, okay. A lot of people out there dying. A lot of stars and celebrities, I should say.
Well,
they're passing, and it just kind of surprises some of them. One that used to be on one of the, was 27 years old or 28. He was played a kid in one of the real popular sitcoms. Fell into drugs and homelessness, and they found him the other day. So, anyway,
ways of the world. Unfortunately, doesn't seem to get any better in Hollywood. That they tend sometimes to go into the drugs and the high life and the ups and the downs.
The big stars' families, you know, like Paul Newman's son committed suicide. Yeah. Stallone's son committed suicide. There's a lot of those. And when I went to the that Golden Boots, that was my first time being around all these movie people and all this. You know, Eastwood and Morgan Freeman and all those are really, I mean, really nice to me. And the other people were really nice. They wanted to come up and talk, but the kids, oh, I'm so-and-so. I'm the daughter of Robert Drury, the Virginian. And they would introduce themselves that way. And I'm like, wow. You know, Patrick Wayne, who is the Duke's son, who is, by the way, he must be getting up in his 80s. I'm sure he's in his 80s. Now, he'd made movies and all that. So, I mean, he had something like that. But when they were introducing themselves to me as the daughter or son of this actor. Now, they were there and all that, maybe representing him or her. Yeah.
I can see the introduction, of somebody in that manner, but for them to actually introduce themselves that way,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be a psychoanalyst here for just a moment, they're growing up without an identity of their own.
Well, maybe, maybe that explains the pressure on them. You know, like a lot of them have turned to drugs or alcohol. Bing Crosby's sons, several of them have problems.
It's difficult to live up sometimes to the reality of the person that you're imitating if you don't have your own personality.
Yeah, and
not growing up as a person, you're growing up as a shadow of.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is you know, hopefully not, and I can't comment on it, but many of them are, you know, they go to certain schools, they go to certain schools that kind of also put a barrier around them. Then you've got mothers like Lori Loughlin, who spends $500,000 to cheat her daughter into USC. And then when it's found out, I mean, the daughter acts like, well, I didn't know it. Well, what did you think that photo was, you know, on the skull and you don't row. And then you see them doing things like this.
Yeah.
I mean, they got the money anyway.
Well, unfortunately, it's not what you know, who you know to a higher level. And I was kind of amazed, actually, that they followed through on some of those and actually convicted.
Oh, she went to jail.
Yeah. I mean, that surprised me.
That's one of the ones that went to jail.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I didn't think they'd actually do anything with it.
We know that there's rules for them and rules for us.
Exactly.
Anybody that's got money, they have a different rule set than we do. And I don't mean they're a bad person or anything like that.
The
Nothing
rules
like
are
that.
Different.
But the rules are different, and you've got that kind of money
that's
to
right.
do that.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell, Insurance and Financial. And, you know, talking about money, as we live longer, is your money going to last that long? Hmm. I know my 91-year-old father and my 90-year-old mother-in-law said, you know, we really didn't think we were going to live this long. And so, well, you know, that's an interesting way of putting it. I think they're good for another, gosh, who knows how long they're going to go. But Maxwell Insurance Financial, maybe you want to have a second opinion on your investments and your retirement plans. Give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. Plus, they are knocking it out of the park when it comes to insurance, medical insurance, and others. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort and Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win three slot play, three entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. Five winners every half hour win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today, and they just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new homestyle side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Trish Clark, Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials or other reasons, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He'll tell you, he'll give you the parameters. You tell him what's going on, and he'll tell you your next best step. In some cases, it's just wait. Other cases, he'll step in, and he is a pit bull. He worked for the insurance companies, he didn't like it, and so he now has the probably the largest workers' compensation office, attorney's office up here in the North State. So if you need somebody that's going to fight for you, Patrick will. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Chicago police have arrested the fewest number of suspects in at least 20 years amid a crime wave that has continued raging in the city since 2020. In the past, I might see a guy with a gun in his waistband, and I'd jump out and chase him, one decorated officer said, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. No way I'd do that now. Police made arrests in 12% of the crime cases in 2021. Which is the lowest rate since 2001.
12%.
12% when the data was first released. The number of arrests in Chicago peaked in 2005 when they were nearly 31% of reported crimes, and it's been on the decline since then. The number of traffic stops and tickets have also dropped. The number of investigative stops fell by more than 50% between 2019 and 2021. And they have their homicides skyrocketed in the city in 2020 following a drop in violence for three previous years. The Windy City recorded nearly 770 homicides in 2020, up 50% compared to 2019. And last year, they broke a 25-year record when it surpassed 800 homicides.
Wow.
And this is just
12% of the – that. Yeah. Hey, put your head around. We think we've got problems. We complain.
Yeah.
About this and that, the other thing, and then put yourself into a city where you have only 12% of the major crimes that are being even an arrest made. So the chance of solving who did it. We need to go to the phones, Carl. We've got a call from John.
John, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Hey, morning.
You're up.
Oh, good. Hey, so I was thinking about, you know, I'm driving down to Sacramento right now, and I was listening to your conversation about PG&E and breaking it up, and I have to agree with Liam. Like, I think PG&E should be broken up in government control or government ran, but local government, you know, local government has way more accountability to the people. people. I mean, you look at REU, it's a way more efficient, modern system than teaching. I think it's done pretty well. I mean, Carl, you and I both went through Snowmageddon and our power was out for, what, a day?
A day,
versus,
yeah.
You know, some
my
people
power was out for 9 days.
How long was your out? Sorry, Leo?
My power was out for 9 days. I'm on PG&E.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? And if you look at REU, the way it's run and the way they're able to keep the power on and, you know, the things they've done, that's true. And when you, but, you know, a lot of times a private company can do things better. But we aren't seeing that in PG&E.
But they have a monopoly now, and we fought against that years ago.
It's like Ma Bell. Remember when they broke Ma Bell up?
Exactly. Unfortunately,
it's a good point, John.
I don't. In local government, if you're going to do it, then that's certainly the way to do it. And there was a move many years ago. Oh gosh, probably 40 years ago, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the local governments were looking into power companies. When the city of Reading had it.
Yeah.
And I don't disagree that that's a better way to go than these major monopolized corporations that we've got going now. Because they kind of do what they want to.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, special districts are the way to go, you know. As somebody who works for a special district, way more accountability to the constituents.
Absolutely.
All right, John. So, thanks a lot.
Hey, yeah, one last thing. Yeah. Just wanted people to know, I'm heading down. I sit on the, Special District, Association Legislation Committee and wanted people to know that, AB-338 should be on people's radars. It's a repeat of AB-1717 that Governor Newsom vetoed that, is going to require all forest work and fuels mitigation work to be paid prevailing wage.
Oh.
Terrible bill. It's you know, you're looking at triple treatment costs. And yeah.
Okay, what's that bill number again?
338.
338. Okay.
Yep.
And what it says is what? It says that it's going to be
a prevailing wage for all timber work.
Oh, the timber work.
Yeah, for all grants, taxpayer. You know, assisted projects will be subject to prevailing wage.
Wow.
So
huge.
What it does, what it will do is project partners like SBI, Crane Mills, Collins Pine, all these timber companies, if they want to take any of their money, put it into and match for grant funding, the grant funds, they'll make all that funds prevailing wage. So it's going to kill, you know, local government's ability to partner on forest thinnings. Projects, it's a terrible bill, and the other thing it does is it exempts nonprofits from having to pay prevailing wage. So special districts like RCDs will have to justify, you know, 3x costs to the nonprofit world. Terrible bill.
Okay. All right, John. Thanks a lot. Yeah,
thanks a lot.
He and I've talked about that before.
You know that this is a huge deal. I will tell you as an example, when we built the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson, we received a grant through the Community Development Block Grants Funds, which was an allowable use at that time through the City of Anderson for the $500,000 to purchase and start the construction of the Frontier Senior Center. And I divided it into two stages because of the prevailing wage thing, because it was grant money.
Sure.
Everything we did had to be done by prevailing wage. And when you take at that time, so all of the contractors up here who normally make, I don't know, $20 an hour, I'm just picking a figure. All of a sudden, we had a contract for this construction of this facility that they were going to be making $30 and $40 an hour.
Oh, yeah. It makes a difference.
So that's why I looked at that and said, wow, we're going to do this in two phases. So we did the first phase, and all of the contractors stepped in. It was a fun time. And Dwayne Miller, I got to throw that out there. He was my project manager, and we hired and we did the first phase using the $500,000 to purchase the property and that first part of it. And during the entire time, I walked around to all of the contractors and said, okay, enjoy the heck out of this and get ready to sharpen your pencils. Because when we come back in the second phase, But it limited us to so dramatically.
Sure.
We couldn't use donated materials. We couldn't use donated labor. We couldn't do all of the things that Shasta County is famous for to make this project a reality. So we did the first phase, and we got it out of the way and closed it off. And then we started the second phase, which was the reconstruction of everything but the kitchen was the only thing we put in with the first one in the dining room.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the construction was all under the second phase. And then sharpen your pencil, ladies and gentlemen. And that was where we got donations of Dick Heil. He's no longer with us at Jesse's Floor Shop. Donated all the flooring equipment from projects he'd done. The whole thing. He donated all of the vinyl for the floor.
Wow.
I could go on and on and on, but it's – for nonprofits to be forced to use prevailing wages, absolutely onerous.
Well, the other thing, too, about this is if they have to pay prevailing wage, there's only so much money there. So you're going to watch less projects happen, less tree thinning going on because they won't have the
volunteerism.
And the backcountry horsemen, they go up there, they volunteer, and what do? They clear the trails. Backcountry horsemen of California have cleared and take care of like 90% of the Pacific Crest Trail.
Yes.
And plus the other things they do. But see, those are strictly volunteers, but how many volunteers are going to be out there felling trees? Because you need all the equipment. You need all that to take care of the trees after you drop them. So, yeah. Again, union and the kind of lobby money that must have been pouring in to do something like this. All right, got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by by REU. We're just talking about REU. Think about purchasing an electric car or bicycle. REU does have rebates available that can help offset the cost of that. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D
3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff. Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Only the good die. That's what I'm
saying. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointments. You give them a call at 530-244-9478. Set up the time that works for you. Go in there, get your hair cut in and out. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. And like I said, it's man's last stronghold. I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. 8:35 in the morning, still in the low 30s here on the 16th.
including inside the studio. What is the temperature in here, Carl?
Well, a balmy 66.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, you want me to turn on the heat? Jeez. Okay, you and Linda. California has lost over 500,000 people. You know, for the first time in history, you know, we lost a congressperson,
mm-hmm.
because of that. And then...
And we've actually had, I would counter with, we've actually had more people than that, more productive people than
that
move out of the state
to
be replaced by
people who are not as productive.
Not as productive, and well, illegal immigrants and yeah.
Well, but
call them whatever you want to call them, undocumented.
Well,
they're illegal.
Well, no, but a lot of the illegals come over, and at least they're looking for a job. But anyway, 500,000.
I'm not against immigration. I'm against illegals.
I know. And they talk about extended school closures, suffocating business closures, rigid vaccine mandates serve to drive families and business owners out of the state in droves. And they couldn't handle this, you know, in Newman's own words, the state of freedom here.
The state of, give me a break.
State of liberty.
Is he building a case for running for president?
Oh, of course he is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you'd have to be deaf and dumb.
Okay, Nick, good morning.
Actually, it's Terry.
Oh, Terry, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen and gentlelady. How are you doing?
Good.
We're okay, Terry.
Are you cold?
It's freezing in here, Terry.
Anyway, I just have a couple of quick announcements. One is there is a fundraiser for Restoring Second Amendment Rights, Open Carry in California. It's for the case of Baird versus Bonta, and it's restoring our rights of the Second Amendment. We're going to be having a fundraiser. It'll be on March 11th at the VFW Hall in Anderson, and we will be having tables that will be $300 for a table of eight, and that comes with dinner, 200 raffle tickets, or you can get an individual seat for $40. A lot of really great items to be auctioned off. Mark Baird will be speaking briefly because we like people to commingle, have a good time.
What kind of raffle stuff?
Well, you know, we'll have guns. We're going to have, we have people that have donated landscaping material. You know, we're looking for a fishing guide trip. We need as many of those as we can get.
Yeah.
Because this court case is something that we can win and restore our Second Amendment rights in California.
Okay, March 11th, VFW in Anderson?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I think Supervisor Kellstrom is the MC for the evening, right?
Pardon me?
I believe Supervisor Kellstrom is the MC for the evening?
Yeah, he'll be the auctioneer.
Awesome.
And if you want to send a check-in, you send it in to PECAN, P-E-C-A-N. You write 2A on the memo section. You mail it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, like in boy, Redding, California, 96003. And I have one more quick thing.
Okay.
If I may.
Sure.
Okay. On Sunday, we're going to have Katie and Arthur Gorman in. We've had a couple of different programs. You had one, which was good, where you had the Shasta County Board of Education on. And Mark Kent had Arthur Gorman and talked about the Shasta County Board of Education. And what we're having trouble with, and I know that you guys just had mentioned people leaving California, what we're having trouble with is finding, you know, who has jurisdiction in these school districts. What exactly does the Shasta County Board of Education, what can they do, what can't they do? And we've heard, like, different sides of the story. I don't know that either program that was interviewing was right or wrong. That doesn't matter. Just two different sides. We're going to get to the bottom of it on Sunday and figure out how we can help our kids, because these laws, and you guys both have got some copies of those, of 10 of those laws, and there's probably over 100 that restrict our teachers and do things to our children that none of us want. And so, you know, we're going to be going over some of those, but it's a very important program, I think, because those two will give us the lay of the land and whose job it is.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thanks, Terry.
Sunday. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay, Nick, good morning. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Hey, you guys are still going on there with Terry.
Well, there's, you know, delay there.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to encourage everybody to go to the Board of Supervisors meeting the 7th. If you Google or DuckDuckGo search Shasta County Board of Supervisors, it'll come up, and you click on meeting videos. And go to the meeting that was February 7th and forward to about 1 hour and 1 minute and watch Kevin Cry pick out some of the consent calendar items on there and wanting to know more about them and why he should put his signature on those, because he doesn't understand them. And he makes the point that they don't have enough time to read the consent calendar before the meeting. And you'll realize that we probably elected the right guy there. And after seeing Mary Rickard and Tim Garman give a bunch of pushback to Kevin, I decided that I probably wouldn't vote for either one of those two in the future. So I just want to encourage everybody to go listen to that, and you can see what's going on with our supervisors. It's more or less us getting control back instead of them just rubber stamping everything. You know, that's how we got that home key project. It was hidden in the consent calendar.
Nick, I want to comment about that, because you've hit the nail on the head. This is, if you look at the consent calendar and the what it leads into it, it goes on, and I've forgotten all the exact language, but what it states is that these are common, ordinary, uneventful, not important issues that are listed on the consent calendar. Routine items, basically. And when you look at starting new programs, that consent calendar has grown to the point where 90% of the board's agenda is on the consent calendar. They are not normal and customary items that are listed on that consent agenda week after week after week. That's something that I have been all over ever since I got off the Board of Supervisors, and I was delighted to see Supervisor Cry take that on, and I hope he continues to do that. Those items should not be listed on the consent calendar. They are not common and ordinary and uneventful.
Well, he made the comment that they have rubber stamped, I think it was 68 or 63 items on that consent calendar, and he doesn't even know what they're about, and he doesn't have time to investigate them, and they just rubber stamp it right on through. That's how Donnell Ewert snuck through those, I think it's six houses that they moved homeless into suburbs, into subdivisions that, you know, nobody knew about. And, you know, I dare say if Kevin would have been on the board when Donnell Ewert was dishonest about the jail situation in San Antonio, Texas, that he would have been held accountable and questioned about that. It turns out that they didn't even broach the subject with him.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I concur. Good point, Nick.
Thanks a lot, Nick. Is Terry calling back again?
Yeah, he needs to clarify dates.
Okay. All right, Terry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, we are going to be having author and Katie Gorman on Monday on Mountaintop Media on a podcast. We'll have Patrick Jones on Sunday on Jefferson State of Mind, and he'll be talking about the CEO and whatever else he can divulge that the county has been doing in these closed sessions.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry about that, buddy.
That's okay.
Okay.
Not that I ever make a mistake.
Yeah. Okay.
Not me. Anyway.
I want to expand that whole consent calendar thing.
But let's just take a break. We need to take a break. Take a breath.
Well, it did take 1 second because you got 30 seconds, 45
okay.
seconds.
I got 45 seconds. You
yeah.
Go for
okay,
it.
Because this is an important thing, and I it was something that started to grow almost immediately from the time I got off the Board of Supervisors, and I was offended by that because I used to conscientiously list everything that I didn't think was common and ordinary, and I would make a point of it and discuss it in the boardroom. And that consent calendar used to be, I don't know, 20 or 30 items. I was appalled when I actually started looking at the Board of Supervisors' agenda at some length when we got into the election in the last couple of years, at the way it had grown and the items that were included on the consent calendar. And I wish I had the language in front of me, but it says these items listed are routine and ordinary and they will be considered as one item and not taken up for discussion.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. And I'm sorry, but that does not qualify. 90% of what's on that consent calendar does not
qualify. There's
some
really important stuff on that thing.
As common and ordinary.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
New programs, spending limits, not good.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living is not an assisted living facility. No, it is a place of great beauty, super accommodations, gourmet food, pet friendly, has all those things. They've got a new program for moderate income. For a personalized tour, to take a look at River Commons Senior Living, give Brian a call at 530-221-2121. And you're going to see why River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community. We'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Our last segment, 8:50 in the morning, still around 30 out there.
Yeah, it's not warming up real quick. It's warmer in here, though, Carl. Thank you.
I went to 34. It's up to 34, and we are at a balmy 71 in here now.
I know. It's just, wow.
I can't believe it. People are, it's currently 66. Okay. We talked about that derailment, and you had some really good points. That it's not just the stuff went in the air, because they're saying the air is clear.
Yeah.
It's all of that stuff that went into the ground. That how long will it take it to seep its way down into the water system?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, because it's working its way down. Now, the first time it's in the soil, it's not going anyplace. And when they get a rain or they start watering in any manner, that's going to wash right down into that water. So they need to be very careful. I listened to some information from people who are being encouraged to move back in with their animals and their stock, and they're saying no, it's not happening. They're not going to be going back to that property for some time because the impacts of this are going to be there for a while. What's growing out of the ground is going to be contaminated. There's all kinds of things they need to look into.
Nikki Haley or somebody, I think it was Nikki Haley, said that anybody running for office for president of the United States, maybe it's any office, if they're over the age of 75, they need to have a cognitive mental test.
Oh, I think that's true. I think they actually made Donald Trump go
everybody.
Through it a few times, and he passed it every time.
But everybody, Democrats, Republicans, to see if they can handle that. Like if Joe, and it looks like Joe says he looks like Joe could run, if vote for second term would be weeks from Joe's 82nd birthday.
I think we should just give anyone, like everyone, a test.
It's probably a good idea.
Like, yeah,
like they do when you come in the military?
Yeah.
Give them a cognitive test.
No,
I think anybody that runs for office and
there's
something wrong there. There's something.
That's probably true.
No. I mean, I would never do it because, you did a good job out of it. But I just know is that at a certain point, I go berserker.
That's when I decided I wasn't running for another term.
I am not going
to
do that.
Reached a point where
I
was either going to. Well, no, I just said I think I'm
even if you. The writer from The Nation and I both agreed on several things, but I mean, general things, okay? Like, social media has caused such a diversion, such
it's horrible,
a split.
Horrible.
And it started really, when did that start? That part of it was maybe Obama, not bad though, but when Trump was elected, that's when it really kicked off.
Obama laid the roots.
I think he did. And then it really erupted during, just nasty families not even talking to each other,
pro or anti-Trump. And then now you've got Biden, and there has not been a coming together for a variety of reasons.
Division started with Obama, no question about it, and has gotten worse since.
So social media plays such a big part. And as he said, yeah, people can just write anything they want anonymously. He says, I get death threats a lot. And they send, they get on and make comments and all these things. They're just, they would not come up and say, Liam, you are a horrible person to your face.
No, but social, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, they would not come up and say it to your face because they don't want to have a confrontation, but they are more than happy to say nasty things about people online.
If you take the time to read the comments, interestingly enough, there was a, they were talking about the vote by the Reading City Council of the issue with Wind River, and that it was not unanimous, or it was unanimous, or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's irrelevant. I think Councilman Mazzano
voted against it.
And he came in and talked about that.
He voted for it, but it was not. If it came back again, does the city support Wind River or Reading Rancheria, he would vote yes.
Yeah, but that wasn't what came.
That was something else.
It was a complication. But at any rate, that wasn't my point. My point was about the comments at the end of it. And I kind of don't usually go there, but I spent a little bit of time actually listening to the comments. Now, we've been around the road on this whole thing with Wind River, and the reality is it isn't up to the city, it isn't up to the county, and it isn't up to the citizens of Shasta County whether or not that casino goes in there. We're talking Indian land. When the Bureau of Indian Affairs makes their decision, that casino is going to be built there, whether anybody in Shasta County likes it or not.
That's true.
And that's just the reality.
You know,
but people don't know that. If you listen to the comments,
they still think this is a
battle to be fought.
It's not. And
it's about traffic, and it's about this, and it's the Churn Creek Bottom Association, and this and that and the other thing. And I thought, people just simply don't pay attention. They don't pay attention to any facts involved with anything, and a lot of it is because of the fact that we don't have any reliable, factual news coverage in print anymore at all.
No.
None.
I would say that that's a big problem.
That's huge.
Let's just quickly, we only got like 3 minutes left. Tomorrow, House of Realty joins us and a couple other people. Nikki Haley has thrown her hat in the ring.
Yes.
Of course, Trump has.
Yes.
DeSantis hasn't made that decision yet, but you know he's going to.
Probably so.
Chris Sununu Jr. from New Hampshire, Live Free or Die, he says, I'm looking at it. Tim Scott out of South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
black conservative senator, is really taking a look at it, too. This is going to be an interesting primary here. And it's also going to be interesting to see what Biden's going to do. Is he going to run again? I don't envision that. But then, because
problem is
of his age. I mean, you've been the president of the United States, Joe. Go back and you and Hunter go out and fish.
The problem the Democrats have is they don't. If Biden doesn't run, who does?
Well, that's it. Well,
well,
even though Governor Newsom said he was not going to run for president, he's been elected governor, you know he's going to. Kamala, she's going to throw her hat in the ring.
Well, of course she is, but be real.
She's not going to. She's not even going to make it through the primary
again.
No. Who else? Bernie's what, 100? Warren? I don't know who they have, but they've got some governors and stuff that I think could step up.
Yeah, well.
We'll see.
Mrs. Obama.
Mrs. Obama, I just don't think that she would ever run.
And I hope not.
Well, no, but I just don't think she would. Hillary could come back.
True.
Well, no, I mean, but that's a good point. Who would the Democrats run? Well, Kamala, of course. It'll be younger
Kamala
people.
I mean, even running.
Buttigieg.
Who?
Buttigieg.
After the great work he's done on the supply chain issues and the train derailments and being gone during that when it was backed up at the ports down in Long Beach for 6 weeks. Yeah, he was not there. He was was absent without permission.
Well, no, he was actually on maternity leave, wasn't he?
Absent with he was for 90 days on maternity leave when they adopted the little the baby.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're right back to where we started this show today, Carl. And some of the absurdity of the things that we're actually talking about and dealing with go way beyond my ability to grasp and take seriously, and yet you have to because they are real.
They're doing it. It's like doing away with the police dogs, not letting them because they can bite people, all the way to the point where all these people are leaving California for a reason, 500,000, and then the bigger one is if they go to extended funding on if you're doing a government job.
Oh, prevailing wage.
Prevailing wage, which is going to cut back on tree
spending. On the ability to accomplish anything with the funds that we get.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Hey, let's have a happy thought here before we leave.
Okay.
How was your dinner or your breakfast? I love your breakfast.
It was absolutely great, actually. I'm encouraged by the new faces we're seeing there. Yeah. And, it was a great time.
Super.
First Sunday of every month, a great time down there.
Frontier Senior Center.